首先请看希伯来书十二章第四节。
Let's first turn to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 4.
希伯来书十二章第四节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 4.
我们大家一起来读。
Let's all read it together.
开始。你们与罪恶相争，还没有抵挡到流血的地步。这里希伯来书的作者要我们脱下很容易缠累我们的一些罪的重担。
The author of the book of Hebrews encourages us to put away the sin that often ensnares us.
甚至他告诉我们，我们要与罪恶来相争，要来抵抗它。
And he tells us that we need to fight against evil and defend against it.
甚至到流血的地步呢，都在所不辞。
Even to the point of bloodshed, we must maintain our resistance.
魔鬼是只能杀我们的肉体，不能杀我们的灵魂。
The devil is only able to kill our body; he is not able to kill our soul.
我们应该要尽可能的做出最大的牺牲都可以。我们为了要来抵挡罪恶。
So we should do all that we can, including the greatest sacrifice, to defend against sin.
有很多弟兄姐妹关心教会福音事工的发展。
Many brothers and sisters are concerned about, the evangelical work of the church.
会觉得说，好像我们世界各地很多的教会呢，在福音的事工上，它的发展似乎是有停滞的这个现象。
They feel that various churches throughout the world seems to have stopped progressing in the work of evangelism.
我们知道教会在发展到了不同的阶段都有它不同的任务。
However, in the development of the church at various phases, there are different missions.
今天这个世界它给我们很多罪恶的这种诱惑。
In today's world, there are many sinful temptations.
我们可以说这个罪道德一直节节的败退，一直在沉沦当中。
We can say that morality of mankind has continued to decay.
所以如果说我们现阶段真耶稣教会在这个世界，我们会遇到的挑战是什么？
Since the True Jesus Church is in this world we have today, what are the challenges that we may face?
其中一个很大的征战就是与罪要征战。
One of the greatest battles for our church is the battle against sin.
从我们个人到教会整体面对这个沉沦中的这个世界它丢给我们很多的挑战。
From us individually to collectively as a church,As we face this decaying world, this issue of sin presents to us a great challenge.
现在很多国家，特别是基督教化的国家，在学校他会教导我们的孩子说，男生爱男生，女生爱女生，将来一起结婚都是可以的。
Today, many nations in the world, even nations that were established upon Christianity, in schools they will teach that.A man can marry another man, a woman can marry another woman, and everything is fine.
也许在今天加拿大很多的公开的公园，如果我们拿着一块这个肥皂箱，就在那边振振有词的说：“我是真耶稣教会的传道，我反对同性婚姻，同性恋是罪。”说不定我回不到我们台湾的国家去。
Today, if at a public park or another public venue.We go there and stand outside with a large sign stating that I am a preacher of the True Jesus Church and we are opposed to homosexuality. That may cause us great trouble and I might not be able to return home.
19世纪这个世界说同性性行为是淫乱是罪。19世纪的时候。
In the 19th century,homosexuality and adultery were considered sins.
到20世纪的中期美国的医学学会他们说这只是一种病不是罪。
And towards the middle of the 20th century, the American Medical Association then proclaimed that this is a kind of sickness or illness and not so much of a sin.
后来啊，接近21世纪的时候，更多人说这不是病，这只是一种特异的现象，特别的现象。
And then towards the 21st century, then more people said that this is not an illness or a sickness, but rather it is an unusual circumstance or situation.
21世纪的今天，大家不认为它是罪，不是病，不是特异变异，它是一种个人人权自由的选择。
And now in the 21st century, people no longer regard it as an illness, a sin or an illness, or an unusual state of mind, but rather it is a personal freedom, a personal choice.
我们今天是要看圣经说，还是国家的法律说，还是这个社会说？
What should we be concerned about? Should we be concerned about what the Bible says, or what the country says, or what the society says?
我们的孩子就在这样的氛围中要来长大。
And it is in this situation, in this setting, that our children are expected to grow up.
神的儿女在现阶段，这个世界用很多方法要把它变成魔鬼的儿女。
And so as the children of God grow up in the world is using its various methods to turn them into the children of the devil.
所以我们个人乃至我们教会都面对很大的冲击。
So whether it is us individually or us collectively as a church, we are greatly challenged.
现阶段真耶稣教会应该要向罪宣战，要跟他对抗到底。
So today in the True Jesus Church, the church should declare a war against sin and defend until the end.
这个意思呢，不是说我们要去做街头运动，而是说我们个人应该从灵属灵征战的层面来看这件事情。
This does not mean that we should go out and protest. Rather, it means that each of us individually should think about how we can defend ourselves spiritually.
耶稣赐给我们一个属灵的这个利器啊，非常厉害的这个武器就是祷告。
The powerful weapon that the Lord Jesus has given to us spiritually is our prayer.
我们把这个祷告来对抗这个罪恶，来思想啊，来提出几点，大家一起互相勉励。
So this evening we will talk about prayer in defense against sin, and we will share upon a few points.
今天有一个很大的危机，就是人们有这个对罪恶的意识啊，对罪恶的意识呢，那个意识越来越降低。
The crisis that mankind faces today is that the definition of sin that mankind has continues to change, and the bar continues to be lowered.
就是不把罪当成罪。
Or the bar continues to change. That is to say that we no longer regard as sin what is supposed to be sin.
犯了罪也觉得没有什么关系，没有什么大不了。
One commits sin and no longer feels that it is a big deal.
如果是这一种对罪的看法，它的危机啊，可能比罪本身都更可怕。
This kind of perspective about sin may be more of a crisis than sin itself.
有一些罪并不是很严重，但是因为他不认为是罪，不认为是罪，可能比他那一件错误的行为更严重，会使他造成更大的堕落。
There are some sins that may not be very great sins, but the perspective that committing the sin is not a big deal, that perspective.May be more problematic and more dangerous than the act of sin itself.
我们今天不是告诉大家说，一想到罪就惶惶不可终日，整天害怕。但我们的意思是说，你总不能够浑然无知，不知不觉，这真的是很大的危机呀。
Today, what we're saying is not for everyone to be constantly afraid and constantly timid and too afraid to commit any kind of sin. But what we are saying is that we should no longer be stoic and be ignorant of the sin that is around us.
那就是要在祷告中要警醒的来反省。
So we need to be alert in our prayer and reflect.
在圣经里头对抗罪恶做长期抗战而且显出一个最典型的一个榜样应该可以说是大卫。
In the Bible, the example of defending against sin and fighting continuously against sin is perhaps David.
大卫犯了很大的罪。
David committed a great sin.
他犯罪以后的态度很值得我们学习。
But his attitude after committing sin is worthy of our learning.
没有人不会犯错。
There's no one who does not commit a mistake.
但是知错悔改的不是每一个人都能够做得到。
But to repent after committing a mistake is something that not everyone is able to accomplish.
我们就用他对抗罪恶的心路历程在祷告中所表现出来的让我们大家一起来学习。
So we will learn from David about how he responded to sin and how he repented and prayed.
我们要站在罪的对立面不可以跟他为伍只有站在对立面向他宣战我们才有机会胜过他。
We must stand in opposition of sin, and not go with the grain of sin. Only by standing in opposition and declaring war on sin will we not be defiled by sin.
如果我们把罪当成朋友我们永远没有办法胜过他而且是永远被制服。
If we regard sin as our friend, then we will never overcome it, and rather we will always be dominated by it.
我们首先现在看诗篇三十二篇。
Let us first turn to Psalm 32.
诗篇三十二篇。
Psalm 32.
第一个祷告来抵抗罪恶就是要认罪悔改，借着祷告来认罪悔改。
The first way to defend against sin.Is to admit to our sins and repent.
我们看第一节。
Let's read Psalm 32, verse 1.
我们就边小弟就边读，然后我们来解释我们一起来思考。
So we will read this psalm and then explain it, and we will reflect upon it.
第一节，大卫他说，一个人他能够被赦免，他不是没有过哈，他犯了错以后。能够被赦免，这个人实在有福气。
Verse 1 says, Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. So it is not that this man has not sinned, but that he has sinned, but that he is forgiven. This man is blessed.
这里没有说他是君王，所以他很有福气，而是说君王也是会犯错啊。犯错以后呢，神并没有把他看成罪的啊，这个才是有恩典的福气。
Here it is not saying that he is blessed because he is a king, but rather, even though he sinned, but because his sin is not imputed against him, therefore he is blessed.
就是第二节所说的。
This is what is said in verse 2.
犯了罪以后，神赦免他了。
Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity.
这个人有福气。
This man is blessed.
那人犯错，为什么神会赦免他，而且说是福气呢？这是三节到五节要讲的。
So the question of why, when a man sins, God is willing to forgive him and bless him, this is discussed from verses 3 to 5.
他犯罪以后啊，第三节他说他不认罪。
In verse 3, it talks about how if he sins and he keeps silent, he does not admit to the sin.
有罪，他知道罪，不犯不认罪。
If he has sinned and he knows he has sinned, but he refuses to admit to it,
所以他痛苦，整天都很痛苦。
Then he will be groaning all day long.
骨头好像要枯干一样。
As if his bones grew old.
第四节。
Verse 4.
不管是黑夜还是白天，他觉得神的手好像在他身上要击打，使他觉得很沉重。
Whether it is day or night, he feels that the hand of God is heavy upon him.
所以他害怕神的管教。
Therefore, he is afraid of the chastisement of God.
那再来，他的精神耗尽，像夏天的干旱。那第四节。
And、his vitality was turned into the drought of summer.
他的精神为什么会耗尽？因为他跟他的良心在打仗。
Why was his vitality?Turn into a drought, it is because he is fighting with his own conscience.
他的良心说，大卫，你犯罪，你还不认罪，他把他压，你不要讲话。所以他跟他的良心在打仗，战场在他的心里。
He is fighting with his own conscience because his conscience is telling him, David, you have committed sin. But he is telling his conscience to stop talking. And so he is battling with his conscience, and the battlefield is his heart.
犯罪的人，他可能夜晚会良心更不安，所以他觉得可能到白天会比较好。但是他说，他一直感觉到神要管教，不管什么时间。
For somebody who has a guilty conscience, they may feel that the night brings a lot of guilt to them, and they want to wait for the day. But for him, day and night, he felt the heavy hand of God upon him.
直到第五节，他来到神面前祷告。
Until verse 5, when he comes before God to pray.
向神陈明他的罪，不隐瞒他的恶。
He acknowledges his sin and he does not hide his iniquity anymore.
神都知道人犯了哪些错。
God knows the mistakes of man.
可是他愿意在神面前一一的诉说，表示他知罪而且认罪。
But the act of acknowledgingEach and every one of his sins represents that he is admitting that of his mistakes.
他向神来承认他的过犯。
He confesses of his transgressions before God.
他在祷告中就觉得有一种信心，就是会觉得说神会赦免我的罪恶的最后一句话。
And then in his prayer, he senses that, or he has the faith that God will forgive the iniquity of his sin.
当一个人犯错的时候，如果他愿意认罪，就是他面对那个太阳，那他就不会看到他的阴影。
When a man commits a sin and he is willing to repent of the sin, it is as if he is looking towards the sun, and in such a way he does not see his own shadow.
那一个人如果犯了罪不认罪，就好像用他的背对着太阳。
And if a man commits sin but does not repent, then it is as if the back of his head or his back is faced toward the sun.
那个阴影一直在他的眼前。
For him, the shadow is continually before him.
不管他走到什么地方，那个影子就跟随他到那个地方。
And no matter where he goes, the shadow follows him.
如果他愿意回转面对阳光。
But when he is willing to turn around and face the sunlight,
他就活在光明中。
He will live in the light.
这是大卫的心路历程。
This is the heart of David.
我们要祷告。
We're going to pray.
因为这个世界丢给我们很多的这个试探。
Because this world has thrown at us many temptations.
我们要常常去看我们的心思意念有没有偏差。
We need to often examine whether our heart and our mind have deviated from the correct path.
我们会不会自私？我们会不会嫉妒？我们会不会仇恨？
Are we selfish? Are we jealous? Do we have hatred?
虽然在心里还没有发生。
Even though these things may be still in our heart and they may not be manifested yet.
但是当我们心里这么想的时候，是希望它后来会发生的，而且是朝着会成为行为的方向在前进。
But when these thoughts are in our heart, we are hoping for these things to happen and we are walking towards them.
这是大卫他知道他错了，本来不认罪，后来认罪了，就一片开朗。
And in this case,David knew that he was wrong. He originally did not admit to his faults, but later on he admitted and acknowledged them, and he was released.
罪人没有资格向神祷告。
A sinner does not have the able to pray to God.
神不听他的祈求。
Because God does not hear his prayer.
但是如果罪人向神认罪悔改，神会垂听。
However, if a sinner acknowledges his sin and repents to God, then God will listen.
我们看约翰一书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of 1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章，我们请看第八节。
1 John chapter 1, let's read verse 8.
八节九节
Verses 8 and 9
我们大家一起读
Let us read together
我们若说自己无罪便胜自欺真理不在我们心里的九节
Verse 9
我们若
If we confess our sins He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness
必要赦免我们的罪洗净我们的一切不义神是信实的
God is faithful
就是说认罪神要赦免他的罪那我们今天认罪神是信实他会赦免
In other words,if we confess our sins today God is faithful and he will forgive us our sins
神是公义的
God is righteous
他不喜欢人犯罪
He does not delight in our sins
所以今天我们向神认罪悔改是神所喜欢的
So today when we acknowledge our sin and repent this pleases God
他也希望我们走在公义的路上
And he wants us to walk on the path of righteousness
所以会赦免我们的罪
For that reason he forgives our sins
这是第一个这个大卫他用祷告来抵抗罪恶
This is the first point about how David uses prayer to defend against sin
他知道他犯的罪在哪里
He knows where he has committed sins
我们再来看诗篇十九篇
Let's also turn to Psalm 19
但是有些时候我们犯错了我们并不知道那是错的
There are also times when we make a mistake but we do not know that we have made a mistake
我们看十九篇十二节
Let's turn to Psalm 19 verse 12
诗篇十九篇十二节
Psalm 19 verse 12
我们大家一起读
Let us read it together
谁能知道自己的错失呢
Cleanse me from
愿你赦免我隐而未现的过错大卫这里有一个保险的祷告。
Here David makes a very conservative prayer.
我们现在都是活在一个保险的时代，车子有车险，房子有房子险，人的生命有寿险，健康也有健康险，无所不险，处处都有危险。保险就是保证你有危险。
So we live in a generation of insurance here.David offers an insurance prayer. For example, today our car have insurance, our houses have insurance, our health have insurance. Everywhere we go, there is insurance. And when we have insurance, we ensure that something bad will happen.
现在大卫他来了一个保险的祷告。哇，万一哦，我有犯罪的话，我不知道怎么办呢？也是要求神赦免呐。
So this is David's insurance prayer.He says, you know, what if he has a mistake that he does not know about? Even that, he asks God for forgiveness.
我们来看诗篇的九十篇啊，摩西他写了一句话啊，很值得我们思考。
Let's turn to Psalm 90, where it contains a phrase of Moses that we should learn from.
诗篇的九十篇第七节。
Psalm 90, verse 7.
诗篇九十篇第七节，第八节。
Psalm 90, verses 7 and 8.
好，大家一起读七节八节。我们因你的怒气而消灭，因你的怒气而惊慌。你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。就是说，我们所犯的错呢，其实在神面前都无所遮掩啊，都是敞开显露的，就是神都看得很清楚了。
Here tells us that whatever iniquities we have are open.And no secret before God's countenance. There's nothing hidden.
所以我们就求，就祷告，求神向我们来显明。
So we can ask God to reveal our iniquities to us.
那要像保罗一样先反省。
We can be like Paul to first reflect upon ourselves.
我虽然不觉得自己有错，但也不是因为这样就是一个义人了。
That even though we ourselves may not.Think we have done anything wrong, but that in itself does not mean that we are righteous.
知道的错要认罪悔改，那已经犯了，我们却不知道的，也是要来反省，想一想。
If we know that we have made a mistake, yes, we need to repent. We not need to acknowledge our sins. But even the sins that we have committed that we do not know about, we also need to repent for.
要借着祷告，求神向我们来显明。
Through prayer, we ask God to reveal those iniquities to us.
让我们能够发觉我们什么地方是真的错了。
So that we can realize where we have made mistakes.
所以我们也要祷告，求神赦免我们隐而未现的过错。
Therefore, we also need to pray and ask God to forgive us of our secret faults and secret errors.
用祷告对抗罪恶呢，要到这个地步。
And so, battle against sin, we need to pray to this point.
不是只有我们清楚知道的，我们认罪，那隐藏不知道的，我们却毫无这个谦卑的反省，这样就不对了。
We cannot only repent of the sins that we are aware of, and not humbly repent of the sins that we don't know about. That would be wrong.
我们在讲第三个阶段。
The third point.
不管知道或是不知道的错，这个都已经发生了。
Whether you know or you don't know about a mistake, that mistake has been made.
更好的是什么？不要犯错。
What would be even better if we do not make that mistake at all?
但是谁能不犯错呢？
But who is without mistakes?
所以我们就要祷告。
So we need to pray.
我们来看诗篇十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 19,
十三节。
Verse 13.
诗篇十九篇十三节。
Psalm 19, verse 13.
大家一起读。
Let us read together.
求你拦阻仆人不犯任意妄为的罪，不容这罪辖制我，我便完全免犯大罪。他这里是说，你看，这都是大卫的祷告，这个祷告很伟大。
Here again is the prayer of David, and this is a very wonderful prayer.
他向神来求说，求你来拦阻我犯罪。
He asked God to keep him back from presumptuous sin.
我们常常都是借着祷告来求成功。
We often, through prayer, ask God to help us succeed.
我们投资了，我们考试了，我们的事业了，什么？求神帮助我，让我成功，让我顺利。
Whether it is our investments, our tests, or our business, we ask God to be with us to help smooth things out so that we can be successful.
那现在大卫他求失败。
But here,David is praying for failure.
求成功有时候是失败，求失败有时候才是真正成功。
Praying for success sometimes is a failure. Praying for failure sometimes is a success.
我们认为的成功可能在神面前看起来是失败的。
What we deem as a success may be a failure in the eyes of God.
有时候我们看了，神怎么让我失败，其实那才是真正成功。
Sometimes we ask, how is it that God is allowing us to fail? But sometimes that is the true success.
善事上要成功，恶事上要失败。
We need to be successful in good, but we need to fail in sin.
既然已经犯了，不管知道不知道，我们都要求神来饶恕。那更好就是不要犯罪。
If we have already committed a sin, whether we know about it or we don't, we need to ask God to forgive. But what would be even better if we do not commit that sin at all?
我们说这是一个非常伟大的祷告，因为他求失败。
We know that this is a great prayer because David asks for failure.
有些人他会犯错，可能是偶然间，或是他不清楚这个道理。
Sometimes a person makes a mistake.Out of negligence or because he does not know about the teaching.
那如果他不这样祷告求神来拦阻的话，可能会变成什么呢？
But if he does not pray and ask God to keep him back from this kind of sin, then what happens?
他就会在罪上更大胆的、放纵的、肆无忌惮的去犯罪，就变成是任意妄为的罪了。
He will become even more bold to continue to commit sin, and then it will become intentional sin.
小罪不阻挡，后来就会犯大罪哦。
If we do not stop our small sins, then later we will commit great sins.
所以我们要想想看了，我们要做一件事情是以前啊，不要只是求成功啊。我们反而应该要附带一句话：主耶稣，如果这是错的，你不合理的旨意，你让我失败，我一败涂地我都愿意，我不要成功来得罪。
So when we pray to God, let us remember that we should not only ask for success. We can ask God to give us success if it is good. But if something is bad for us, we rather ask for failure even if we are going to lose money or lose investments.
所以懂得求神来拦阻我们犯罪，应该是一个非常有价值，而且是非常伟大的胸襟所产生的一个祷告。
So to be able to ask God for failure is a great, it requires a great amount of personal breath, and it is a great prayer.
那现在我们来看圣经啊，有哪些人犯罪的时候，要犯罪的时候，神阻挡他。
So now we will look into the Bible to see who.When they were about to commit a sin, were stopped by God.
看起来啊，人要犯罪，神没有阻挡他，这种例子比较多，神阻挡的比较少。
It would seem like there are more instances where God prevents somebody from committing sin, there are more instances where God permits the person to commit sin, and fewer instances where God stops the person from committing sin.
那到底什么样的事情，什么样的罪，人要犯什么样的罪，神会阻挡？什么样的罪，神不阻挡？小弟不知道，到现在还在想这个问题，还没有不知道。所以，如果各位啊，这个有智慧的长者哈啊，如果知道的话，可以指点一下。我到现在还不知道，可是我知道，人犯罪如果神阻挡，这是好的。
What types of sins cause God to stop the person from going forward, and what types of sins God does not stop them and allows them to continue? That question I have no answer to. If any of you have thought about this and know the answer to that question, you can tell me. But what I know is that when a person is about to commit sin and God stops him, that is a good thing.
Yeah, 是一件好的事情啊。
That is a great thing.
Oh.那要不要祷告？要哦。我看我们还是特别求主耶稣说：“我不管呐、啊，不管呐、啊，是不是你规划里面的要阻挡人家犯罪的事件之一啊？但是我要特别求你啊，就是不要让我犯罪了。”特别祷告。
We need to pray. We need to ask God to help us. That no matter what, how this.Event looks like in the grand plan of God. If we are about to commit sin, we ask God to stop us.
那另外一个，我们可以来查考看看。圣经有记载说，人要犯罪的时候，神阻挡他。那神用什么方法阻挡他？这个我们可以参考啊。如果说，哎，真的出现了同样的这种情况的时候，想一想，可能神在阻挡我犯罪啊。
And the other question we can think about is, in the Bible, when somebody is about to commit a sin and God stops him, with what methods does God stop him from committing the sin? And we should think about this so that we can also recognize it when God is trying to stop us from committing sin.
或者是说这一件事情不一定是犯罪的，但是神的意思不是这样，神不喜悦的，那我们也可以知道。
Or this particular matter may not be...committing of sin, but because it is not the will of God, so God stops us, and so we should also recognize it and stop.
我们可以先举创世纪十一章的例子来说。
The first example we'll look at is Genesis chapter 11.
当时候的人在示拿地哈、遇见一块大的平原了、
The people at that time were in the plain of the land of Shinar.And they saw a very large flat plain.
在当时候要建造这个塔跟这个城啊，好像各方面的条件都是非常成熟的，都是很好的条件。
And it would appear that at that point in time, to build a great city and a great tower, all of the requirements were there and were very mature.
那第一个就是当时候的人的口音都是一样的，你看大家同样语言可以沟通啊。意见都一致啊，这是第一个成功的条件嘛。
The first criterion is that everyone spoke the same language, and that was the case at that time. That would make communications much easier.
那第二个，遇到一片很大的基地，大平原啊，就是两河流域冲击的平原啊，今天伊拉克的附近啊。
And the second is a great plain in the land of Shinar, and this is in the area of Iraq today, between the two rivers.
啊，就是后来建造巴别塔、巴别的巴比伦帝国那个地两河流域哈，那个区域哈，就是好，没关系，这个就是示拿地在第二节示拿地。好，再来就是第三节，有材料啊，要做砖啊，把砖烧透啊，有技术还有很多好的材料啊。第三节讲技术跟材料。
So this is the plain of the land of Shinar, and the third is that they had the materials like bricks, and they also had the skill to bake them.
再来有目标。
And then the fourth, they have a goal.
建一座塔，一座城。
The goal was to build themselves a city and a tower.
动机就是塔顶要通到天。
And the motivation was for the tower, the top of the tower to reach the heavens.
要传扬人的名。
And to make a name for themselves.
而且违背神的意思，哈，不要分散在全地。神叫他们要这个遍满地面，但是他们不要啊，所以他就违反神的旨意。
And to disobey the instruction of God, which is to go throughout the world, but rather, they want to stop themselves from being scattered abroad, over the face of the whole earth.
他们具备这些条件呢，可以做很多的事情。
They prepared all these criteria, so that they can do all these things.
好的事、坏的事，可能都会成功。
They could do something good, they could do something bad, and their likelihood of succeeding was high.
哦，但是圣经第一次用幽默的文学手法来表达第五节，神就降临要看看，可见这个塔顶没有通天啊，因为神还要降临看看。
And this may be the first instance where the Bible uses a humorous literary technique to describe a setting. In verse 5, it says,God came down to see the city. And so apparently this tower, the top of the tower did not reach the heavens because God had to come down.
嗯，啊，所以第六节神就说，那我们来把它破坏。
That's why verse 6, God says, let us go down and confuse them.
因为这是一个敌对神的这事情啊。
Because this thing that they were doing was against God.
所以神说，那不要让他们成功。
And so God says that He will not let them succeed.
所以就变乱口音。
Therefore, He confused their language.
啊，本来可以沟通的语言，他现在就混乱了。
Originally, they were able to communicate with one another, but now they were confused.
啊，他们说要巴别，巴别说啊，我们要把这个塔顶通到神家的庭院，巴别，啊，巴别就是庭院，神家的庭院。那神这个老人家在书房里面啊看书。他只要轻轻地推开窗户，就会看到塔顶了。啊，用故事的描述可能是这样。啊
，The idea of the Tower of Babel is that the tower would reach all the way up to the Garden of God, so that if God was living, sitting in His dwelling, He could look out and see the top of the tower.
那神说：“你们要巴别，我也要巴别。”
And God told them, "If you want Babel, I also will Babel."
哦。啊，神的巴别就是变乱。
The Babel of God is to confuse.
幽默文学。
It is a humorous literary technique.
文学是从圣经来的，从神来的。
Literature comes from theology.
嗯，都叫做巴别，都一直延伸，变成是巴比伦这个发音。
And so this word Babel came about this way.
哦，开始的时候他们可以沟通，但是后来没有办法沟通。
In the beginning, they were able to communicate, but towards the end, they could not communicate.
目标动，他的动机到目标都错。
Their motivation and their goal were both incorrect.
啊，所以神就变乱他们口音，没有办法沟通。
Therefore, God confused their language so that they could not communicate.
这个值得我们思考一下。
This is something that we should also think about.
那么再来就是十二章哦，创世记十二章。
Next is Genesis chapter 12.
这个亚伯拉罕去了一趟这个埃及，结果回来就变成大富翁啊。
Abraham went to Egypt for a time and then came back a very wealthy man.
看十二章的十七节。
Let's read chapter 12 verse 17.
这里说耶和华因亚伯拉罕的妻子撒来的缘故，就降大灾祸给这个法老和他的全家。
Here it says that the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarah, Abraham's wife.
神用降大的灾祸阻挡人犯罪。
God used a great plague to stop somebody from committing sin.
我们要想想看，在我们的生活中，如果遇到非常的事情，要停下脚步来想想看。
We need to think about this as well. When in our lives we face great difficulties or challenges, we should also stop and reflect.
是不是神要拦住我们犯错？
Is God stopping us from committing sin or making a mistake?
那第三件事情是创世纪的二十章。
The third thing is in Genesis chapter 20.
啊，人常常会被同一块石头绊倒两次。
Oftentimes, a person can stumble upon the same rock twice.
要不然再次软弱。
Abraham is weak again.
所以在基拉尔王亚比米勒面前又重演了以前的故事。
So before Abimelech, the king of Gerar, he makes the same mistake that he made last time.
要把这个撒拉娶去呀。跟他亲近啊。
And Abimelech wanted to take Sarai to be his wife.
但是看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
夜间的时候神在梦中对亚比米勒责备。
Verse 3, but God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him,
这个亚比米勒就醒过来。
And so Abimelech awoke.
所以有时候借着夜间的梦或是日间看到的这个异象神也要教导人。
Therefore, we see that sometimes in the dreams that we have at night or in the visions by day, God is using those to teach us.
或者是说警戒人 警告人
or to give us warning.
约伯记的三十三章
Let's turn to Job 30, chapter 33.
约伯记三十三章
Job chapter 33.
看十四节
Verse 14
到十八节
，verse 14 to 18。
好，那我们就读过去哈。来
，Let's read it together。
开始，神说一次两次，世人却不理会。人躺在床上沉睡的时候，神就用梦和夜间的异象，十六节，开通他们的耳朵，将当受的教训印在他们心上。十七节，好叫人不从自己的谋算，不行骄傲的事。十八节，拦阻人不陷于坑里，不死在刀下。大灾祸，或者是让这个事情变得混乱，没有办法进行。
So there may be a great disaster, or something that causes this thing to not be able to proceed.
或者是出于神的异梦或异象。
Or it could be a dream or a vision from God.
那另外就是这个撒母耳记上的二十五章有关大卫的故事。
There's another example in 1 Samuel chapter 25 concerning the story of David.
那个该死的这个拿巴是一点都不仁慈啊，那个拿巴真的是不好了。
And this man Nabal truly is deserving of death.
可是他的妻子亚比该非常的有智慧。
However, his wife Abigail was full of wisdom.
他讲了一些话，就阻挡了大卫去杀这个拿巴。
Her words prevented David from killing Nabal.
所以大卫就觉得说，就是你说的话呢，使我心想，这是神借着你来告诉我。
And so David felt that the words of Abigail were the warnings of God that awoken him.
所以如果我们也祷告，求神不要让我，求神阻挡我去犯罪，有时候神会借着人告诉我们，提醒我们。
So when we pray and we ask God to help us not sin, sometimes God will warn us through another person.
可是如果我们这个耳朵掩起来不听，盖起来不听，可能我们就去犯错。
But if we cover our ears and refuse to listen, then we may go ahead and commit a mistake.
我们需要在祷告中常常保持清醒。
We need to often be alert in our prayer.
这样够了吗？
Is that sufficient?
时间是到了，但是还不够了。
The time may be up, but that is not sufficient.
那再用几分钟简单就讲述一下，让我们有一个完整概念。
I will just use a few more minutes to complete the thought so that it's all finished.
想要犯罪，就表示说心里已经开始想了。
When we want to commit sin, it means that the thought is already in our heart.
所以更好的是什么呢？求神哦，让我看到我那个心啊，我想要犯罪的那个心，求神显明啊，神鉴察我。
What is even better is for God to show us that we have this heart of wanting to commit sin, for God to test us.
也是大卫的祷告。
Also, this is also in David's prayer.
诗篇一百三十九篇。
Psalm 139.
诗篇一百三十九篇。
Psalm 139.
我们一切，不管我们所做所想的，神都知道。
We think about, whatever we do, God already knows.
所以大卫他就祷告哈，二十三节，二十四节。
23 and verse 24.
啊，二十三、二十四节。
23 to 24.
大家一起来读。
Let us read.
神啊，求你鉴察，知道我的心思，试验我，知道我的意念。
And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
哦，大卫的祷告真的对付罪恶，对付得非常的彻底。
We can see that David's prayer opposes sin very strongly.
从心思意念来鉴察。
He wants to be searched in all his heart, in his thought.
求神来试验，来考试。
And he asked God to try him, to test him.
不管多优秀的学生都是很怕考试。
No matter how good a student may be, the student will always be afraid of tests.
那个神学生，如果老师跟他说下个星期要 考试，他们就请班长 来说，要不传道下星期一就星期一的下午来考试好不好？那个传道说不行，早上就要考了。哎，神学生要考试，他也会怕，也要讨价还价。
In the theological training program, when the preacher tells the students that we're about to have a test, for example, next Monday morning, then the TTP students will tell the lead student to talk to the preacher to ask if the test can be in the afternoon and not in the morning.
那再推代表来讲，那传道既然早上要考试的话，要不要第四节课啊？早上最后一堂课，第四节课再来考试？那个传道说不，第一节课就要考。
And they'll continue to negotiate. They'll ask a preacher if it has to be on Monday morning, can it be in the fourth class, which is the last class of the morning? And the preacher will say no, it has to be in the first class in the morning.
大卫他向神祷告，神啊，求你。来对我考试。
But for David, as he prayed to God, he prayed, Lord, try me, test me.
不是他已经可以考一百分了，他已经完全了，不是。
It is not because he is already complete and perfect and he can get 100%.
但是他为什么向神求说你来向我考试呢？
But why does he ask God to try him?
表示呢，他虽然可能会犯罪，因为有软弱，人软弱可能会犯错。可是我从心里头真正的诚心诚意的向神恳求，我是不希望犯罪的。
Because he is man, there is the possibility that he may commit sin. But he is asking God for the test because he, from his heart, truly do not want to make a mistake, do not want to commit sin.
我们不想犯罪，但也有可能犯罪。
We do not want to commit sin, but we may commit sin.
所以他就求神显露他的心意，让他想要犯罪的那种意念呢，能够及早看，让自己看得到。
Therefore, he asked God to try him, to test him, so that any inkling of a thought in his heart towards sin can be revealed to him right away, as soon as possible.
隐藏内心最深处的那个意念，除了神以外，我可能连我们自己都没有发觉。我们想要一些不好的念头，我们自己也不一定会发觉。神鉴察人心，会发觉。
There are these thoughts and intentions in the deepest part of our heart that sometimes we may not even know about, but God knows.
那神怎么样试验我们?
So how does God try us or test us?
环境,
through our environment.
听到的时候,
through the sermons that we hear.
哎，今天有人到我家里来访问。
Today, for example, somebody comes to my house to visit me.
今天打开圣经读的时候，看到特别有一句话。
Or today, when I open the Bible, I for some reason see this phrase written in the Bible.
今天突然间有一个人就过来，就不分青红皂白就开始对我就骂起来了。我也不知道为什么要骂我。
Or today, for no apparent reason, a person just comes up to me and starts scolding me.
神在试验人。
God is testing us.
显出内心的存心。
To reveal the deepest thoughts in our heart.
那我们要常常祷告，常常读圣经。
So we should often read the Bible.
圣经像镜子，照出我们哪里不妥的地方。
The Bible is like a mirror that reveals to us all of our blemishes.
是用神的标准来看，不是用自己的标准来看。
And when we read the Bible, we are looking at ourselves from the standard of God and not from our own standard.
这个联合国他们有做了一个统计，而且去研究，他说越先进的国家，越文明的国家，他们一个人的镜子，一个人在家里的镜子会越多。哦，这边有一面，那边有一面，要一面，那随时都要衣冠要整齐。
The United Nations has done a study where they saw that the more advanced or more civilized the country is, the more on average each person has mirrors in their home.
那是世界的，但是现在属灵的是常常都用圣经来做镜子照自己。
That is referring to a worldly mirror, but now we're talking about a spiritual mirror that we should use to reveal our own blemishes.
那我们照镜子照到我们脸上有一处污点，我们会把它擦掉，不是把镜子打破。
When we are standing in front of a mirror and we see a blemish on our face, we will wipe it away. We will not break the mirror.
那有时候我们听道理听到。为什么说今天这道理都是对我讲的？
But,
那就是要想要把镜子打破。
But sometimes when we listen to a sermon and something about the sermon hits us, we may respond by thinking, why is it that this sermonizer only talks about me? That is analogous to breaking the mirror.
有一次小弟讲到完了下去的时候，哇，有一个弟兄啊，就趋前，就挡住我，他就问我一个问题。
There was one time after I delivered a sermon, I came down and the brother stopped me and asked me a question.
你跟我讲，谁告诉你昨天晚上我们夫妻吵架？谁跟你讲的？
He asked me, tell me, who told you about the fight that I had with my wife last night?
小弟就回答说，我不知道，你现在说我才知道你们夫妻吵架。
And I responded saying, I did not know. Like, I only know that you fought with your wife because of what you said just now.
他以为是有人跟我说他们夫妻吵架，其实没有，我也不知道他们夫妻吵架，是他说了我才知道，所以不要自打不打自招啊，不要跑过来直接跟我讲。
I did not know that he and his wife fought. I only found out when he told me about it on the spot. And so, we should not try to create trouble for ourselves.
所以我们要感谢镜子，很忠实的把我们的这个污点呢给否定出来。
So we need to thank the mirror, who is able to faithfully reveal to us our blemishes.
那这样够了吗？
Is this enough?
还不够。
No.
这个白头发的到底有完没完了？时间都超过了，还是要继续讲。
This person that has white hair, even though the time has gone over, but he continues to speak.
诗篇五十一篇
Psalm 51.
刚刚说有这个存心意念，那就是心的问题了。
Just now we thought about talked about our heart and our thoughts, and that is the issue of our heart.
诗篇五十一篇第九节第十节
Psalm 51
第十节，我们读第十节就好。
Verse 10 Let's read it together.
好，一起来读。神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。哇，根本就是心的问题跟灵的问题。
So The main problem is with the heart and the spirit.
想要犯罪，因为心不好。
Now, we want to commit sin because our heart is not good.
有那个意念没有及早被发现。
We have the thought of sin, but we do not quickly realize it.
所以最根本的就是要求神为我们造清洁的心。
So the most fundamental thing we must do is to ask God to create in us a clean heart.
那大卫他知道说他需要清洁的心，而且更可贵的，他向神求。
So for David, he knew that he needed a clean heart, but what is more precious about David's prayer is that he asked God for a clean heart.
啊，清洁的心是神为他造的。
A clean heart is created by God
for him. 神的灵来帮助他。
And that means God's Spirit will help him.
哦，让神的灵在他身上帮助他，使他能够很坚定。
God's Spirit is with him so that he can remain steadfast.
那他今天宝贵是永驻在新的这个时代来说。
So today in this generation, where the Counselor dwells in our heart.
哦，我们要更要求圣灵来改变我们。
We even more so need to ask the Holy Spirit to transform us.
啊，这不是口号，是要真正认真的去面对。
This is not simply a motto, but rather this is something we should be diligent about pursuing.
我们没有办法对付自己的心。
We are unable to withstand our own heart.
求神为我们重新再造一个。
We need to ask God to create in us a new one.
也是借着圣灵来帮助。
And we ask the Holy Spirit to help us.
哦，所以安静的祷告，思想反省。
So we should pray quietly, reflect, and examine ourselves.
然后圣灵对我们的一种心灵的更新。
And then the Holy Spirit will renew within us.
变成一个新的人。
So that we become a new being, a new man.
对付罪恶要到这个地步。
We need to defend against sin to this point.
这是大卫的心路历程。
And this is the path that David took.
他很痛苦地走这一程。
David walked on this path in a difficult way.
啊，留下这些篇章啊，让我们大家能够一起来学习。
And he has left behind these psalms from which we can learn.
求主帮助。
We ask the Lord to help us.
我们能够胜过罪。福音的事工可以大步地向前走。
So that we can overcome sin and our work of evangelism can take great leaps forward.
这也是末世的以利亚要翻转的一件事，要对抗罪恶。
This is also the work of the Elijah of the end days, that is to defend against sin.
也是今天神的真教会他不可避免的一场征战。
This is an unavoidable battle of the true church of God today.
啊，求主帮助我们大家哈。
We ask the Lord to help every one of us.
我们来唱诗176首。
Let us sing hymn 176.